My name is Michael Genus Jacobson, and I came to Coventry in 1960, so we were looking forward at that stage to 1962, which, as young people, seemed miles away. It was a very busy 2 years in which the cathedral grew and finished, and the whole concentration of the news media and the world suddenly descended upon us. I was a server. We rehearsed endlessly. I mean, one of the amusing things was in the course of rehearsing, he would ask one of us to take the place of the Queen or the Archbishop of Canterbury or whatever.
Coventry, a name that rang through the world 22 years ago, rings out anew, for its cathedral is reborn.
We had the most extraordinarily privileged position because when we were standing and just two or three steps down into the nave was the Queen, and we had the best view in the house, really.
The provost of the cathedral escorted the Queen, the Bishop of Coventry, Princess Margaret.
I nipped into the loo in the undercroft before we went on, as it were. And as I came out, I was almost arrested by a policeman. And he said, "What were you doing in there?" So I said, "Well, I should have thought that was obvious." And he said, "That's been cleared for the Queen." So I had to go in and make sure I hadn't planted a bomb. And I still have no idea to this day whether she actually used the toilet. The Ministry of Reconciliation, exemplified by the Cross of Nails, was something which young people engaged with, and after the consecration, to take crosses of nails to various communities. One of the very first trips was to Berlin, and we went across what was then the wall, and we took a cross of nails with us to present to them. Obviously, Berlin was still ravaged by war. It was a dramatic and rather exciting thing. Young people in East Berlin were very strongly discouraged from having anything to do with the church, so most of the people we actually met were old people, but they very bravely unfurled a huge red banner from the tower of the church proclaiming that Coventry had come to Berlin. And in fact, we did have a somewhat secretive meeting with young people in the church, and it was actually quite moving because clearly they were under some risk involved in coming to it. When I joined in 1960 and formed a group, in fact, one of them was later to become my wife, Katie. We were partners in the 62 group. Suddenly we discovered that it was a partnership that worked, and in fact we got married in the cathedral in 1965. When we decided to have our wedding there, the provost said, "Would you mind if we allowed the tourists to come in after all your guests are there?" So we had about 350 or something guests, and they filled the whole cathedral up with tourists. I mean, it was over sort of 2,500 people in there. And there were still huge crowds outside, and crash barriers and police and so forth. So it felt like being in a royal wedding. It was a most peculiar experience. I guess William and Kate must have had the same feeling. So it holds a very special place in my heart.